And on the line now, I have Brona Corrie from the Fingal County Council. Hello, Brona, how are you?
Hi, Noel. Good. And yourself?
Not too bad at all. I was talking, they had the stories in the North County Leader about the awarding of the blue flags, and I was talking a little bit, not much, about them on Tuesday, but I did mention, or he mentioned, that there's a lot of people responsible. It's not just, you know, it just happens. Like, a lot of people assume it just, you know, the weather's good, the water's good. If the weather's bad, the water's bad, but there's a lot goes into it. Could you tell us about the process of that?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Well, firstly, I'd just like to say that we're delighted to have regained the four blue flags here in Fingal. The four are for Skerry South, one in Portrane, in Donabate and in Portmarnock, so it was great to get them back. As you say, it's not just the weather or the water. There's actually 32 criteria for to get a blue flag, and that goes from anything from having litter bins on the beach and the provision of public toilets to the water quality, which obviously gets a lot of press in its own right. But there's other things as well that, you know, that we have safe access and we have lifeguards on the beach. And as I say, it's a whole range of things that go towards achieving a blue flag.
Mm-hmm. Lifeguards on the beach, when do they start?
They've already started with us. Okay. They started on the June bank holiday weekend, and they work weekends throughout June, and then they go full-time in July and August, so they'll be on daily to the end of August. And then for the blue flag, again, under that criteria, we have to have cover on those beaches in the weekends in September. So they work 11 to 7 every day that they're on duty. But I would always say to anyone who's going down to a beach that to check for the presence of lifeguards. And if there's no flag flying, then there's no lifeguard on duty. Mm-hmm. So that they really need to take notice of that as well, you know.
Yes, yeah, they should. I remember last year I was out actually in Malahide, and I was walking along the beach, beautiful sunny day, and a couple of guys were starting to swim across on the beach. It didn't look very far. Just at the Grand Hotel there, around that area.
Yeah.
And I said, why did you stop them? And he said, because it's very dangerous there, and there's a underneath the current and all, like, to sort of carry on. And I said, oh, I understand.
Actually,
that.
Malahide, the red flag is always flying in Malahide because of that channel that leads into the marina itself. So there would be an awful lot of marina traffic in that area, but the red flag is always flying in Malahide. So, but again, for the other beaches, if a red and yellow flag is flying, then the lifeguards are on duty. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, Noel, as well, the red flag isn't always for danger. You know, I mean, for the marina, the red flag could be flying for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's a bad fog rolling in, the lifeguards will put up a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Or, again, back to the water quality issue, if we get a poor result, they'll fly a red flag. So it's not just, you know, one particular reason, but, I mean, the lifeguards are always approachable, and certainly members of the public can go up and check why a red flag is flying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very helpful, I must say. I mean, I wasn't intending to swim that day, but it was very helpful to be able to go over and ask, because curiosity got the better of me. But apart from everything else, I always have Irish Water Safety on every holiday weekend, and they come on with some great advice, and they always... One of the big things for them is when anyone going anywhere strange, they should, get to know the area, ask people, locals, about the area, about questions and stuff like that. And same applies everywhere.
Exactly. We would work very closely with Irish Water Safety, and we would always say that their website, iwf.ie, would have excellent safety tips. For people, and you're dead right, Noel. People need to get to know where they're going and talk to locals. And again, if there's lifeguards on duty, or check tide times even, so that they're not caught out, you know, swimming out and then suddenly can't get back either, you know.
Yeah.
So it is very important for the public just to be aware of their surroundings. It's not just sitting on a beach, you know, and. Mm-hmm. A lovely day could go very badly wrong quickly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we would always say to either check the Irish Water Safety website, and again, I go back to the lifeguards if they're on duty.
Ask the question.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have to congratulate the County Council, actually, on some wonderful work that they do. And, I mean, no matter how much trouble you go to put, as you talked about, litter bins, litter or They're all over the place, the bins themselves. And still people, are we getting any better? Very lazy sometimes and just drop things wherever we are and that sort of carry
on. I know, it's such a shame that a small number of people can ruin a beautiful amenity for everybody else. Like, people go down to a beach with a picnic, so they've brought everything in a bag, and our advice would be if bins are full, then use those same bags to bring home your rubbish as well, and just to be considerate of other beach users. And you know, we would try and as best we can to give priority to the beaches during the summer. And if we have particularly good weather, as we did last year, then staff are redeployed from other areas onto the beaches to ensure that the public can enjoy the beaches in the way that they deserve to. But not only ourselves, I have to give great credit to local groups for playing their part. We work closely with a number of local coastal groups who maintain beaches in their area. There's very active groups in the likes of Skerries and Rush and Port Marnock. And if anybody wanted to do a clean-up on their beach, we can certainly provide bags and remove anything that they've collected. But for the day beach user, again, use the litter bins that are provided, or if they're full, bring home the rubbish instead of leaving it on the beach and spoiling it for other people.
Yes, I had great praise being given to... I know that Dollymount goes out once a month and do a clean-up, but I've had great praise recently after the storms in Donabate. The wonderful work by the locals down there, I'm sure, in conjunction with the council.
Yeah. They did a great job. Very strong groups from right from Balbriggan to Holt, and we certainly couldn't, we need to give them credit that they rightly deserve.
And I suppose they were helpful in getting the flags as well as you know, with the litter there. But the flags, all the groups. It was a combination of the council and all the groups in the areas, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I don't really want to focus on certain groups, but there are definitely
everybody.
It is everybody, and I can't, I'm not going to pick one out over another, but like, there are very strong groups out there, and we will assist any groups in whatever way we can.
Congratulations to yourselves anyway, and to all the groups out there, and that includes everybody out there. Anything else you want to say to our listeners, Brona, before I let you go, that would be helpful in the coming months?
Just to be safe if you're going down to the beach. I mean, hopefully now we're going to get a good summer again, so just to be aware of the safety issues and to check that the lifeguards are on duty and just to stay safe.
Okay. And also, a little warning today, Friday the 13th and riptides and all that with the full moon tonight as well. Okay, thanks very much, Brona.
Okay.
And I'll be talking to you again. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye. And that's Brona Curry from Fingal County Council. There you go. And those flags out in Skerries, South Beach, Balcarras. Balcarrig rather than Donabate to Portran and Port Marnock and lots of places all over the country. But terrific work being done by the council and all the local groups as well.